Last week, poultry imports from Zimbabwe were banned to avoid a strain of avian or bird flu contaminating domestic chickens in South Africa. Well, now there's been an outbreak of the so-called H5N8 flu in SA. What are the symptoms, Kevin, and how does it spread, and is it dangerous to humans?
Yeah, well, as you say, a couple of weeks ago we were alerted to the spread of this. It's a highly pathogenic strain of an avian flu or bird flu in Zimbabwe, and it's a virus that's lethal to poultry, so it's obviously very, very threatening to the poultry industry. And in South Africa, we had a ban at the time on Zimbabwean poultry imports as the spread of the virus across the border, because if it did come across the border, really 140 million chickens could be at risk. Well, not sure how it did, but it actually did spread to South Africa, and so far two farms have been infected, one of which belongs to Astral Foods in the Free State, a major South African chicken producer who have detected the virus at that Free State facility, and it's now being placed under quarantine, and about 150,000 of its breeding hens, 6% of their total breeding inventory, had to be culled, unfortunately, but that is the procedure once it has been identified. So now the import ban has been reversed, and Botswana, Zimbabwe are now banning the import of all poultry, meat, processed products and feed from South Africa for the time being. So let me just get one thing straight, because it's always in the press, but no one really, they never get into the details of what it actually means, Ernest. So before anyone starts to panic, let's get some important facts straight here. The strain is the H5N8 avian flu virus, which is not deadly to human beings, so people don't need to freak out and panic. It's the H5N1 virus that is deadly to us when it's caught from the domestic birds and from certain wild birds. But it is important, and thank goodness it isn't a deadly virus. It does not spread easily from person to person. That's one thing. It's not like the human flu. Mm-hmm. It spreads from bird to human. It spreads through their secretions, their feces and mucus and things like that in the poultry sector, and surfaces that are exposed to the birds. So food safety standards are key when it comes to food production from the poultry farms. Furthermore, it's critical that when eating chickens that the meat and the eggs are adequately cooked, which means that the meat is cooked to an internal temperature of at least 74 degrees Celsius throughout. So very, very important. You can eat a bird or a chicken which is infected. However, if it's properly cooked and the eggs are properly cooked, not runny, you won't be exposed to the virus. The symptoms include a fever, often higher than 38 degrees Celsius, cough, sore throat, muscle aches, abdominal pains, chest pains, diarrhea, breathing difficulty, sometimes shortness of breath, can lead to pneumonia, and at worst can lead to neurological changes like in the mental status and even seizures. This is nothing new, Ernest. No need to panic, but as soon as symptoms are identified, people really should go and have it treated as soon as possible. Mm-hmm.